for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
Talked about Jackson Thurlow being in the middle. Darren, we'll get you time to organise the interview. Jackson Thurlow in the middle along with Nick Blakey. First wins in the red and the white. So it'd be great if Jackson Thurlow can really establish a position there, Ben, and make sure he's ready to go. The Swans are a hard outfit, we know that. So it'd be good for Jackson.
Yeah, it would be fantastic. I mean, obviously, if the injury to Jared McVeigh didn't look great in what we saw there late in the fourth quarter. So, I hope he can do it. He missed out the first two rounds, but got a chance and certainly played his part.
Okay, they've gone into a team meeting. This will give us a chance to go through the Kerr's higher stats just in a little bit more detail. We've also got, of course, our mark of the day, our Hamlin hanger, and we've also got our goal of the day. So, Benny, run through the Kerr's higher, your Kubota excavator specialist.
Yeah, well, inside 50s were split 54 apiece, which is a little surprising, given that Sydney had 411 disposals, Carlton had 303. So 108 more disposals to Sydney, yet the inside 50s were 54 apiece. The clearances went 44-37. That was actually in favour of Carlton. Sydney controlled the game with marks 106 to 68. And I can tell you there that the uncontested possessions, 249 to Sydney, 149 to Carlton. So 100 more uncontested possessions. And a lot of those obviously were uncontested marks. The uncontested marks 90 to 55. A couple other stats of note there. The tackle count went 70-50 in favour of the Swans, and they also dominated the time in possession 46 to 36.
It's unusual, isn't it? They're leading in possession, then leading in tackles as well. I mean, they're just all over them.
Yeah, that would obviously be an area Carlton can look to brush up on in terms of the fact that they've conceded 100 disposals, yet they've been out-tackled. So, individually, Lloyd ended up with 32. He was the leading possession winner on the ground for the Sydney Swans. Jones had 31. Kennedy had 31. Mills, 28. Heaney, the man we're going to speak to post-game, 26 possessions, 4 clearances. 14 of his 26 were contested possessions, and he kicked 4 goals, 1. That is a fair afternoon in anybody's language. And McVeigh, the man who got injured late in the piece, 24, Cunningham 20, and Rampy had 20. So the defenders were fantastic for the Swans, given the fact that their leading possession winners, Lloyd Jones, although Jones perhaps pushes up into the midfield a little more these days, but Mills, McVeigh and Cunningham all playing across the back half, just racked up stats and were able to control the game. For the Blues, Cripps had 13 clearances, 28 touches, keep one goal, 8 tackles to go with that. Another good afternoon, 7 inside 50s as well for Cripps, so his work rate is absolutely enormous. Sam Walsh, 28 touches. He kicked a goal as well. His first goal in league footy to the number one draft pick of last year. Mark Murphy, 22, played more up forward than on the ball today. He ended up with 22 touches, kicked one goal, 5 tackles. Newman, the former Swan, had 20. Fisher had 19. Ed Curnow had 19 and kicked a career-high 4 goals. So good stuff from Ed Curnow. Pocheski Seaton got a little busy after quarter time, ended with 18. But in the end, it was just a little bit more class and a little bit more poise and a little bit more strength around the footy that was able to see Sydney get past the Blues by 19 points in front of 39,290 fans.
Beautifully done for Kerr's Hire Equipment Repair Services. They've got their Wacken Newsons in there as well. Sales of that Kerr's Hire, of course, your Kubota excavator specialist. Well done, Benny. For Stimatic, we need a standout from you. We need a Stimatic standout. If you can get that done for us, Lee Brown.
Stimatic, don't panic. I can give it to you right now, Kozer, if you like.
Oh, you can?
I reckon the man we're going to talk to, Isaac Heaney, just his ability to impact in the front half of the ground when things weren't necessarily clean all day. He was fairly clean in the air as well. Used the ball, made good decisions, and was probably the difference in the end of just particularly in front of the big sticks in the front half of the ground for the Swans.
So for Stimatic Geelong now employs 35 staff who train to stay up to date on the latest technologies and techniques. So thanks to Stimatic, Isaac Heaney is our Stimatic standout for the day.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.